I walked from the cockpit, Bastille trailing behind, then waited until the door slid closed. Through its glass, I could see Drawlin turn and stand, still at parade rest, facing out the eyeball of the dragon.
What's that all about?
Just what she said, Smedri. Come on, I'll take you to your room.
Oh, don't get like that with me. You lose one sword and they bust you back to Squire? That doesn't make any sense.
My mother is a very brave and well-respected Knight of Crystallia. She always does what is best for the Order and never acts without careful thought.
That doesn't answer my question.
Look, I told you when I lost my sword that I would be in trouble. Well, see, I'm in trouble. I'll deal with it. I don't need your pity.
It isn't pity, it's annoyance.
I eyed her.
What aren't you telling me, Bastille?
Bastille gave no response. She stalked through the glass corridors, leading me toward, I assumed, my cabin. As I walked, however, I grew more and more displeased with events. Grandpa Smedri must have discovered something, otherwise he wouldn't have missed the pickup. And I hated feeling like I was being left out of important things. Now, this is a stupid way to feel if you think about it. I was always being left out of important things. At that very moment, there were thousands of people doing very important things all across the world. Everything from getting married to jumping out of windows. And I wasn't a part of any of it. The truth is, even the most important people get left out of most things that happen in the world. But I was still annoyed. As I walked, I realized I still had on my courier's lenses. They were very limited in range, but maybe Grandfather was close by. I activated the lenses.
Grandfather? Grandfather, are you there?
It had been a long shot anyway. I didn't really...
Alcatraz?
Grandfather? Yes, it's me.
Flustered Farlands! How did you contact me across such a distance?
Grandfather, where are you?
Alcatraz, I think I found your father. He came here, I'm sure of it.
Where, Grandfather?
The library.
Grandfather, what library?
The library. Alexandria.
I concentrated, but the voice didn't come back. Finally, I opened my eyes.
You all right, Smedri?
The Library of Alexandria. Where is it?
In Alexandria?
Right. Where is that?
Egypt.
Like, the real Egypt? My Egypt?
Yeah, I think so. Why?
I glanced back toward the cockpit.
No. Alcatraz, I know what you're thinking. We're not going there.
Why not?
The Library of Alexandria is extremely dangerous. Even ordinary librarians are scared to go into it. Nobody in their right mind ever visits that place.
That sounds about right, because Grandpa Smedri is there right now.
How would you know something like that?
I tapped my lenses.
They wouldn't work at such a distance.
They did. I just talked to him. He's there, Bastille. And he thinks my father is too.
That gave me a twist in my stomach. I'd grown up assuming that both of my parents were dead. Now I was beginning to think that both were actually alive. My mother was a librarian and worked for the wrong side. I wasn't entirely sure I wanted to know what my father was like. No, that's wrong. I really wanted to know what my father was like. Except, I was afraid of it at the same time. I glanced back at Bastille.
You sure he's there?
I nodded.
Shattering glass. Last time we tried something like this, you almost got killed, your grandfather got tortured, and I lost my sword. Do we really want to go through that again?
What if he's in trouble?
He's always in trouble!
We just stood there for a moment. Then both of us turned and rushed back to the cockpit.